Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan Hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. Jim Colony from 93.7thefan.com. You hear him on the morning show. Steelers reporter for us. He's willing to break the rules, circumvent the rules, do whatever it takes to get us the Steelers information we need now that he's been reimagined. I've also been told that he wanted to weigh in on Mueller is getting absolutely killed on social media for putting the Steelers game on pause to hang up Christmas lights yesterday. And Jim, I heard you want to weigh in on this. You've got a take on it?
Well, it's funny. I was just outside with lights and doing some stuff, and I realized, oops, I got to go on the air. So I can't do this now. So I came in just to talk to you fine folks.
Jim, that's not the same as watching a game that you could watch on DVR, my friend.
Well, it actually, you know what, Chris, I'm not necessarily in your corner here. However, I will admit that this past weekend, you know, like Sunday, it was warm enough, it was a little wet, but it was warm enough where I could take that final mow, because most of the leaves are down, except for the neighbor's leaves, which are now falling onto our yard. But at any rate, yesterday was a good day to clean it up. And so I was going through the backyard and going through very slowly because I didn't want to rake stuff. I wanted to actually have the lawnmower do all the work. And
veteran move.
So it's getting, you know, it got warm enough around 11. So I figured this is going to take me a little under 2 hours. Well, I was going so slowly that around 12:30, I realized that I wasn't going to be done by one. And so I, you know, stopped the mower, went into the house, DVR'd the game. And figuring that I'd pick it up, I don't know, like 10 minutes in or whatever. Turns out I picked it up 20 minutes into the game. And I looked around. There was another neighbor, actually, who was out doing stuff. I'm wondering, like, why isn't this guy watching the Steelers? But I didn't worry about that. I went about my business. I got inside about 1:20. And then I was actually kind of bummed when I caught up because then I couldn't fast forward through the commercials. But, yeah, I've done that. One of my go-to moves is with road games anyway was to DVR the game and go play golf, figuring that nobody was out there because the Steelers were on.
And
then come home about 3 o'clock and then boom, just zip through the whole game, zip through the commercials. That's the way, you know, that's a good way to do it. Obviously you just have to avoid finding out what happened while you're on the golf course or driving home, which isn't that hard to do, really.
Pony?
Chris, you seem satisfied with those answers.
Crickets? I am. I'm just laughing at, like, the one guy who said you've got no, you know, cojones because you couldn't tell your wife to wait an hour. Like, it's to those people I was, like, who are just trying to go after me and say, like, poor time management. You don't even have the guts to tell your wife, and then you admit it publicly. Buddy, I got news for you. Your wife hates you.
Wow.
I assure you that.
I don't know what to say back to that. I mean,
I don't think your and Craig's wives hate you. I know they love you. Your wife doesn't like you, buddy.
Why? Because he's calling you out for putting lights up during a, you're going to jump
to
that
conclusion? It's the way he's calling me out. Like somehow you, like men should be like, you tell your wife to wait and shut up, pal.
Jeez.
Okay.
Look at
get
this.
The Twitter picture of just, he's got his kids in his Twitter picture too, so I just sent him the Ken Carmen laughing picture back, and I didn't say anything mean, but come on. Put yourself in your Twitter picture. Stop hiding behind your family and face your music here.
Hey, anyway. Jim, the thing we've talked about the most today, besides Chris's decision to not watch the entire game, has been the difference right now between the Steelers and the Ravens being this pronounced, that it's a four-game lead with six to go, and if the Steelers win on Thursday, they eliminate the Ravens from the division race. What do you think is the biggest reason for that? How are these two teams this far apart right now?
I can't speak for Baltimore, but, you know, and I'm trying to think. I heard you guys with your – I think I had 11-5 before the season started. Ben, I think, because none of us had any idea. You know, I thought – didn't you think like 11-5 or even if you went 12-4 that you're looking at Ben was going to have to be healthy? None of us had any idea. None of us knew what Chase Claypool was.
Yeah.
And there was no guarantee that Eric Ebron was going to be the contributor that he is, figuring he had two ankle surgeries last year, both ankles. You know, I mean, Ben did not have broken toes, but apparently Eric Ebron had two bad ankles. And, you know, defensively, I expected the Steelers to be this good with Tuitt coming back. And with a full year of Minka, and it was funny that Minka was actually one of the reasons people were doubting. You know, at the beginning, it's like, well, how come he's not as good as he was last year?
I hear a lot of microwave noises in the background right now, Jim. Are you heating
you
up things?
You can hear all that stuff?
Yeah, are you heating up things while talking?
This guy's eagle ears, man. My dog barks. Jim, my dog barks rooms over, and I hear a Snoop Dogg song playing because they hear.
Jim, I'm hearing you beep up, beep boop, putting in the numbers for the microwave and the glass.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop, beep.
Well, Andrew, I've got the iPod in one hand, a microphone in the other, and I'm out in the other room, and Linda is inputting the numbers on the microwave, and it's carrots that are going to be heated up.
The iPod? Wait, you're still rocking like an iPod?
Oh, she's melting the – no, hang on. She's melting the – yes. But don't judge, Chris, okay? I mean, go back outside and put up some Christmas lights, for goodness sakes. She's microwaving the lemon butter to put on the salmon, which was going to be grilled here shortly. So there you go.
Jim, I guess the one thing when I'm trying to, like, evaluate these two teams and how they're so far apart, because I do think it's an interesting overall kind of conversation point – I thought that one of the biggest things that Ben coming back would give the Steelers was basic continuity. Even though he hadn't played in a year, he knows the offense better than probably Randy Feuchner does, and he would allow them to step in seamlessly. I also, however, thought that that was going to be a huge boon for the Ravens, that teams couldn't actually get on the field, try to scheme new ways to stop that offense that they run. And that has been very surprising to me. I don't know what you think. The fact that Michael Irvin said to us earlier today, they didn't use this time to evolve. They didn't figure out a way to evolve, and other teams actually did catch up. I didn't think that would happen, but that would be my biggest kind of point of rationale for why they haven't been that impressive lately.
Well, the weird thing is, and I know Dobbins is now out and Ingram's not playing either. We knew that going in before even today's news. But,
yep.
But the Ravens put up 265 rushing yards against the Steelers.
Yeah.
And they still lost the game because of all those interceptions.
Yep.
And the turnovers, and obviously turnovers make a huge difference. And I don't know what Baltimore's been doing against everybody else, but here's the weird thing. Let me take this kind of a step further here. If you look at the Steelers' remaining games, where does Thursday rank now on the games that they're most likely to lose of those six?
Probably third, you know,
and,
behind
and
Buffalo.
Even if you
I put it second.
Indy,
I put it second behind Buffalo.
Second?
Yeah.
Behind Buffalo. What about Indianapolis? I know that's in Pittsburgh. And then, but when you think about it, look at the teams that the Steelers have to play the rest of the way. And I can't remember who the sixth one is actually now. But
Cincinnati and Washington.
You've got Baltimore. Oh, Cincinnati. Okay. Of all the teams that they're playing, and now they don't even have a quarterback, so let's forget about that one. But Cincinnati is the only team that will have nothing to gain. Because, you know, I mean, Washington is tied for first in the NFC East with three wins.
Yep.
Which is another subject altogether. But you've got the Ravens fighting for their playoff lives. The Washington football team is fighting for its playoff life. By the time they play, or Indianapolis may be in the same situation. Cleveland will most likely be fighting for a playoff spot in the final game of the season. And it's just really weird that at some point soon, if the Steelers win on Thursday, although I know the Browns are actually in second place now, which both Chris Mack and I forgot about this morning, I still consider the Ravens the second place team, even though, well, they're not. They're in third. But all those other teams, not that they have a better chance of beating the Steelers, but they have more. They're going to have a lot of incentive, and especially as the weeks get toward the end of the season, the Steelers may not, unless they're still undefeated, and also need to stay a game ahead of Kansas City. So, man, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's
who would you pick to win Steelers Kansas, you know? Jim, who would you pick to win a Steelers Chiefs game right now?
Oh man, I don't know. You know the thing, and you know Ebron was.
I don't know.
About
are you building a fence out back and then sitting on it? What are you doing here?
Just hang on a second. It's if. I want to say that the home field would make it would make a difference. It's obviously a game that we all want to see, and for some reason, I'm afraid we're not going to see it. But I, you know, the scenario that you guys painted, where the position the Raiders were in last night, which is not unlike the position the Steelers were in against the Cowboys a few years ago at Heinz Field, when AB made that, you know, the fake spike and the touchdown, and the Steelers are ahead, and then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh. This defense isn't good enough to stop Dallas. Well, and they didn't. But this defense is good enough to stop Kansas City, we think. But we're never going to know unless it happens. And I love to see a scenario like that. And everything has gone the Steelers' way so far, too. You know, just about everything
except
has.
Bush.
Including, well, yeah, you're right. But even then, though, Andrew, is that Spillane hasn't been awful by any stretch.
Right.
He's been pretty good. And so even it's not like that injury has worked out to their favor. You know, for example, last year when Tuitt got hurt, as great as he was, when Alo-Alo had to come in and play, he was really good. And they didn't really miss all that much because he was able to step in. And the same thing is kind of happening this year. And I'm not sure if Avery Williamson, if he didn't play much yesterday. I'm not sure what he's going to do moving forward, but they've been all right. They've had a lot of breaks go their way. Is, you know, are they bound to have something not go their way at some point? I don't know. You know, I think I'd pick the Steelers just to be a homer because I actually did pick them to go to the Super Bowl and lose to Seattle, I think. But that wouldn't
the
happen.
Vinny Bowl. The you AFC predicted a Vinny Bowl. You predicted Seahawks Steelers. Wow.
I can already tell that if there's a Steelers-Chiefs AFC championship game, it's going to be just like it was when they played the Packers in the Super Bowl. My heart of hearts, I'm going to think that the Steelers won't win the game, and I'll pick as such. Everyone else in the station is going to pick the Chiefs or pick the Steelers to beat the Chiefs and then denigrate me for my pick, and then I'm going to end up being
Zeiss
the only person who's right.
Zeiss will pick Kansas City, too. 100% Zeiss will pick the
is
Chiefs.
Is Mendenhall going to come out of retirement and fumble?
Hey, Jim, enjoy your salmon, okay?
It's going to be really good, Andrew. I'll make sure I'll think of you when I punch the numbers into the microwave to nuke my carrots.
All right. See ya. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7, The Fan, driven by Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. I can't be the only person who heard that. Did any other
people? The dish in the back? No, I heard the microwave sound effects in the
back. Yeah, so why did you make it sound
that.
Like I had bionic ears? Everybody heard it.
Well,
I was just the only one that had the balls
have,
to bring it up.
No, you have heard things in my house that I think there's no earthly way you should be able to hear, but then I remember that you keep your headphones loud enough that I hear Craig talking in your ear coming through your microphone while we're doing
Craig,
this
say
show.
Something mean about Chris, and let's see if he can hear it. I'm going to put my
I hate Chris's guts for going and hanging Christmas lights.
Do you hear that?
I hate Chris's guts for going and hanging Christmas lights.
Nice.
I mean, that's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!